It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So yesterday I got you into this idea of when you are in the service of your fellow beings, you're only in the service of your God, particularly King Benjamin saying, look, I'm telling you these things that you may learn wisdom, because that's one of the great mysteries of life, is trying to be able to find that happiness. And we'll see how well he covers that today, because he does such a good job in Mosiah 2. So yesterday I ended with verse 17 with that wonderful statement. Verse 18 follows up with that. Behold, ye have called me your king, and if I, whom ye call your king, do labor to serve you, then ought not ye to labor to serve one another? And then he gets into verse 19. If I, whom ye call your king, who has spent his days in your service, and yet have been in the service of God, do merit any thanks from you, oh, how ye ought to thank your heavenly king. King Benjamin's like, look, don't thank me, thank God. And as you keep serving and thanking God, he is going to bless you. In fact, verse 20, I say unto you, brethren, that if you should render all the thanks and praise which your whole soul has power to possess to that God who has created you and has kept and preserved you and has caused that you should rejoice and has granted you that you should live in peace with one another, I say unto you that if you should serve him who has created you from the beginning and is preserving you from day to day, lending you breath that ye may live and move and do according to your own will, and even supporting you from one moment to another, I say, if ye should serve him with all your whole souls, yet ye would be unprofitable servants. Now you start thinking of this idea of unprofitable from a business perspective. Yeah, that doesn't work. Everybody who is a business owner wants to turn some kind of a profit, right? If you start not making a profit, it becomes very, very discouraging. But King Benjamin takes a different route on this. This is not about business. This is about growing to love and appreciate and build a relationship with your heavenly Father. Verse 22, and behold, all that he requires of you is to keep his commandments, and he has promised you that if you would keep his commandments, you should prosper in the land. We've talked about that many times. That's kind of the thesis statement of the Book of Mormon. You keep the commandments, you're going to prosper in the land. He never doth vary from that which he hath said. Therefore, if ye do keep his commandments, he doth bless you and prosper you. And now in the first place, he hath created you and granted unto you your lives, for which ye are indebted unto him. There's another thing that is a horrible business model, unprofitable and indebted, right? The more you keep working, you keep getting into debt. It's like that old song, you know, 16 tons. You get another day older and deeper in debt. The more you serve God, the more he's going to bless you. And then you want to show gratitude to him. And as you show gratitude to him, he is going to bless you. So the goal is to get deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. Again, horrible business model, but a wonderful model on how to build a relationship with Heavenly Father. Now, the cool thing about this, verse 24, he doth require that ye do as he hath commanded you, for which if ye do, he doth immediately bless you, and therefore he hath paid you. And ye are still indebted unto him, and are and will be forever and ever. Therefore, of what have ye to boast? The moment we start feeling entitled to God's blessings, that's where the blessing factory starts shutting down a little bit. And we start thinking that all of a sudden, more and more, God owes us, right? God owes us nothing. God does not need my help, but I am in desperate need of his blessings. And the more I serve him, he is going to bless me. Again, unprofitable and indebted makes for a beautiful, wonderful life. Now back to this idea of him immediately blessing me. There are times where we are trying to serve and we're trying to do the certain things that we don't always see the blessings. That's where it's hard. We see promises like this where it's like, look, if you will serve God, he will immediately bless you. I do believe that is a true principle, but we don't always see the immediate blessings to our service. So here's a question I want to pose to you. How has God's not blessing you immediately been an immediate blessing to you? I want you to think about that idea a little bit as I show you a quick little clip here from Elder Kyle McKay. He gave a wonderful talk in 2019 called The Immediate Goodness of God. And I love this little video. So go ahead and watch this.
Several years ago, our five-year-old son came to me and announced, Dad, I've figured something out. I've figured out that soon for you is a very long time for me. When the Lord or his servants say things like not many days hence or the time is not far distant, it can literally mean a lifetime or longer. His time and frequently his timing is different from ours. Patience is key. Without it, we can neither develop nor demonstrate faith in God unto life and salvation. But my message today is that even while we are patiently waiting upon the Lord, there are certain blessings that come to us immediately.
Well, with that immediate goodness of God, we go down to verse number 41, which is such a cool verse. I love verse 41. This is kind of that result again. It's again, mathematically, business-wise, it does not look like it should work this way. The unprofitable plus indebted equals what is said in verse number 41. Moreover, I would desire that you should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. Those who are continually getting deeper in debt because they're trying to serve God and he blesses you and you show gratitude to him and he blesses you for that. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And I love this statement. If they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never ending happiness. That's a hard concept to grasp because in our minds, we have such finite minds. To be able to see never ending happiness is such a cool concept. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God hath spoken it. So again, this idea of unprofitable and eternally indebted, not the best business model in the world, but it is the best spiritual model of building a state of never-ending happiness. I love how King Benjamin teaches this principle, and may we all just get deep into eternal indebtedness by continually serving Heavenly Father, and he's going to continue to bless us, for which I am so grateful. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.